Funding for several health care items has emerged as part of the discussion of an economic stimulus package. Mary Agnes, what are lawmakers talking about?
Money for grants and loans to help doctors and hospitals purchase health information technology is a likely candidate to be included in the stimulus bill, as is additional Medicaid funding for states that governors have asked Congress to provide. The State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, is also in the mix. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, favors a short-term SCHIP extension in the stimulus and then discussing a longer-term reauthorization of the program as part of the broader health care reform debate. But other lawmakers have discussed including a shorter-term SCHIP reauthorization in the stimulus legislation. The current SCHIP program expires March 31st. Other provisions that may be included in the stimulus that relate to health could expand COBRA insurance and provide subsidies to help individuals afford to pay for that health care coverage.
Why would health care funding land in an economic stimulus package?
President-elect Barack Obama has said several times that rising health care costs have contributed to the nation's economic downturn, and that as the economy worsens, more people will lose their jobs and lose their health insurance. Putting health care items in the stimulus also means there's less pressure to find financial offsets for the initiatives, because few lawmakers have said that the cost of the stimulus needs to be offset. Not having to find savings in other areas to fund things like health IT or more Medicaid funding means that there may be more money available to fund a broader health reform measure.
So what's next, Mary Agnes?
Congress is expected to consider the stimulus early next year, so details will continue to emerge over the next few weeks. At a recent House Appropriations Committee hearing, governors told Congress that they should consider a two-year economic recovery bill in the range of $600 billion to $1 trillion in order to have a big enough effect on the economy.
Thank you, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly. As expected, former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle was nominated to serve as Department of Health and Human Services Secretary in the Obama administration. But Daschle will also have additional duties at the White House as well. Mary Agnes, could you tell us about that?
Tom Daschle will serve as both HHS Secretary and as Director of a new White House Office of Health Reform. Joining him at the White House will be Jean Lambrew. She was a top health policy advisor to President Bill Clinton. Both are veterans of the last time Congress tackled major health reform legislation, and that's when Clinton tried and failed to pass his sweeping health care bill in his first term.
What do these appointments signal for health reform efforts in the Obama administration?
At a recent health care forum, Daschle said that the nation's economic recovery is linked to reducing the cost of health care while improving its quality. In that same speech, he signaled that the Obama administration was unlikely to send its own health care legislation to Capitol Hill, but would rather work out the specifics with Congress. And Daschle's tenure in the House and Senate provides ample experience for him to accomplish that goal. Lambrew's experience at HHS and at the Office of Management and Budget have prepared her as well for the ambitious task of moving major health care legislation through Congress.
Mary Agnes Carey for Congressional Quarterly. As we look ahead to the 111th Congress, when do you think Congress will begin work on health reform legislation?
While the economic stimulus package is sure to get the top priority, and that package is expected to have funding for Medicaid, for health information technology, and other health-related items, Congress may then turn quickly to health reform. For example, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, has said that he'll be ready with his health care overhaul bill near the first of the year. In November, he released a white paper outlining his ideas for health care reform, and his panel, the Finance Committee, has had several hearings this year, as well as a health reform summit this summer to discuss many issues that are involved in making major changes to the nation's health care system.
What other signs indicate health reform efforts will be a top legislative priority?
Health Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chairman Edward Kennedy recently announced that he would leave his post as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee to focus his energies on health care reform. In a statement, Kennedy said that he wanted to work with incoming President Barack Obama to provide affordable health care for every American. In his words, Kennedy said, "This is the opportunity of a lifetime, and I intend to make the most of it." Now, in the House, the chairs of key committees with jurisdiction on health care have said that they want to wait and take their cues from Obama regarding health reform. But two California Democrats, and here we're talking about Henry Waxman, who will lead the Energy and Commerce Committee next year, and Pete Stark, who chairs the Ways and Means Health Subcommittee, they both have extensive experience in healthcare legislation, and they've advocated for a comprehensive reform of the current system.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, and happy holidays to you.
Same to you.